heart of the city is in 12:8, just like the Beautiful Imperfection song was. And I'm going to analyze this first progression as a 1-6-2-5. Now, I know it doesn't look like that. G is obviously the one chord. D over E, what the heck is that? Well, if you took the notes according to E, you would have, it's E and then D, F sharp, and A. So the D is the seventh, the minor seventh of E. The F sharp is the ninth of E. And the A is the suspended fourth of E. And so, is this a major or a minor chord? Well, it doesn't tell us whether it would imply a G sharp, which would make it major, or a G, which would make it minor. But since it's in the key of G and immediately preceded by G, I'm going to label that as a type of E minor, like an E minor sus. It would basically, the name of the chord, another name for D slash E is E. All right, so where was I? I would call it a D9 sus. I would call it an E minor 9 suspended. Anyway, it's a type of E minor. So that's a 6 chord in the key of G, and then A minor is a 2 chord, and then C over D is like a D7 sus or D9 sus. So it's 1-6-2-5, take it or leave it. And then B minor is a 3 chord, E minor is a 6 chord, A minor is the 2 chord, G is the 1 chord, G over B is the 1 chord, C major 7 is the 4 chord, and D is the 5 chord. So that whole A section is 1-6-2-5-3-6-2-1-4-5. Okay? All right? Then the B section, you go to the relative minor, E minor. This is a very common progression. It goes E minor, and then E minor major 7, which is you introduce a D sharp note to the E minor chord, and then E minor 7, which is a D note, and then A over C sharp. It's a chromatically descending line, which is very common in guitar. And you've heard it many times before. It's like, you know, if I could save time in a bottle, you know, like that. And, you know, other famous examples like in the Beatles Something, you know, don't want to leave her now, you know I believe her now. You get the right idea. Or even, etc., right? Those are not necessarily in the key of E minor, but I'm transposing just for to make my point. All right? And then, so it's a the bass line doesn't descend chromatically, but it very well could. It could go E minor over D sharp, E minor over D, and then A over C sharp, and then C major 7, B, B flat. And the B flat introduces a touch of blues in this otherwise pretty diatonically major progression. All right, we talked about this in Beautiful Imperfection. If you're in the key of G, then having a B flat chord suggests a minor pentatonic scale right there, but it's only for one beat, don't you love it? And then F is also non-diatonic to G. It's a flat 7 chord, so that sort of like suggests a bluesy feel as well. So you got a mostly G majory type progression with a touch of blues in it. Very similar to Beautiful Imperfection. Have fun on this one.